have none of them much to recommend them," replied he. "They're all silly and ignorant like other girls, but Lizzie has something more of quickness than her sisters."
"Mr. Bennet, how can you abuse your own children in such a way? You take delight in vexing me. You have no compassion on my poor nerves."
"You mistake me, my dear. I have a high respect for your nerves. They are my old friends. I have heard you mention them with consideration these 20 years at least."
"Ah, you do not know what I suffer."
"But I hope you will get over it and live to see many young men of 4,000 a year come into the neighbourhood."
"It will be no use to us if 20 such should come, since you will not visit them."
"Depend upon it, my dear, that when there are 20, I will visit them all."
Mr. Bennet was so odd a mixture of quick parts, sarcastic humour, reserve and caprice, that the experience of 23 years had been insufficient to make his wife understand his character. Her mind was less difficult to develop. She was a woman of mean understanding, little information, and uncertain temper. When she was discontented, she fancied herself nervous. The business of her life was to get her daughters married. Its solace was visiting and news. Chapter 2.